Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hello, it's Tom from XL Communications back on the Learn, Grow, Succeed leadership podcast. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to spend it with us and to be thinking about your personal development journey and how you can best support your teams. So have you ever been part of a truly great team? A team with drive, passion and motivation? Did you feel a sense of belonging and that others had your back and you had theirs? Teams like this can make the working day exciting and a real adventure, but what drives them? And today we're going to start to explore that. So we're going to talk about how great leadership is behind every successful driven team. Before we get into the bulk of it, as ever, I always just like to remind all listeners on the podcast that there is a transcript with links and things in the description for it or on our website at xl-communications.com. So head over there for the podcast, as well as a load of other personal development content, white papers, webinars, you name it, it's on there. So do go over and take a look. So to get into the bulk of the podcast, as we just mentioned before the little intro to the pod, is how great leadership is behind every successful driven team. And if you go onto Amazon or Google and just look at for leadership books, there is hundreds, probably thousands of leadership books. Some are truly inspirational and go into a lot of detail. But today what we're going to look at just in the next sort of 8 to 10 minutes is what are the three critical skills a leader needs to possess to ensure success of their team. So we're going to explore each one in turn and just discuss it a little bit. So the first one is that a leader of a high performing team is generally inspirational. This could be for a number of reasons, but good leaders pull rather than push. They make people want to go in their direction. They know that to drive enthusiasm, they need to create energy. The most successful leaders are on a mission to communicate their vision and get their team on board. They know the value of having the teamwork with them, all pulling together in the same direction and towards the same goals. So do take a look at yourself, your leadership style, and think, you know, are you constantly pushing people? Or can you do some work on how to pull people in the direction that you want the team to move? And what can you do to make that happen? Secondly, leaders increase cooperation. Great leaders encourage collaborative working. They are skilled at easing tense circumstances and are well equipped to deal with difficult situations and conversations. As instigators of transparent communication, they look for two-way conversations that foster inclusion and give everyone in their team a voice. That way they build collaboration and motivate the team to work together and better. And now there is many things again that build up how you can increase cooperation in your team. Some are sort of cultural, and it's about creating that openness, transparency within your team and encouraging collaboration everywhere. But also there are some real tangible soft skills you can build, like the ability to coach for yourself and for everyone around you. And to take a look at how everybody communicates in your team and how you can support that, as everyone has preferred styles and things like that. So thirdly, probably the most important of any is that leader is trusted. Trust is fundamental to a successful team. A trusted leader is one who is fair, who exhibits integrity and emotional intelligence. In other words, a leader the team can rely on to say and do the right thing at all times. Someone that they know through thick and thin has their back. A trusted leader is approachable and friendly, knowledgeable, consistent and reliable. They walk the talk and they make their teams want to as well. Now, all of these things, they're a lot easier said than done. But do just take some time out to reflect. You know, if you're a leader in your team, what are you doing to inspire people to move in the same direction as you? Are you doing everything you can to increase cooperation and collaboration in your teams? And are you trusted? Do people know that you have their back? And if the answer to any of those is no, then take some time to think about what you can do to rectify that. And as ever, we're always here if you want to have a chat about how to do that best. So there you have it, the three traits of an excellent leader who provides the drive for a high-performing team. If you're a leader, harnessing these attributes will enable you to motivate your team to achieve success. And if you're already a motivational leader with an exceptionally high-performing team, what skills do you think have contributed to your success? Again, self-reflect on this, write them down so you can continue to work on those strengths. And hey, why not share them with those around you so everybody else can move in the same direction? So thank you so much for listening. I hope that's provoked a few thoughts in your head about your leadership style and how you can help increase the performance within your teams. Thanks for listening. Do hit subscribe if you've not already so they drop into your inbox. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.